Hi guys, it is me, the one with all the adventures in her life, but I wanted to start a new segment or a new topic. I'm actually not feeling that good, so I'm trying to get there to feeling less sad and less depressed, because it's a serious issue that most people don't talk about, but I go through it and I heal and I process my emotions. And life is not easy, but you gotta be strong and you gotta try and keep pushing so you can get through it. But this is not what this episode is about. This episode is about my crushes and my love life that actually have not been going good for the past 20 years that I'm still alive on this earth. So, after a year of being single, I finally fell for someone. Like, normally I would like a person and then after like 2 weeks I would like see all their red flags and just be like, never mind that, because I'm not gonna go through a heartbreak again, because I've been through a really rough and a really hard breakup, which I should tell you guys about after in a different episode about my ex. And also, I'm bisexual, because this has to do with me being bisexual. I'm bisexual, which means I like girls and I like guys. Do not get it confused. Because some people will think being bisexual means something different. Like, it does not. It just means I'm attractive to both genders. And right now, I like this girl so bad. Like, so bad. It is kind of sad how bad I like her, because I'm gonna hurt myself in the end. I'm going to hurt myself, and I don't want to tell her about it, because she might feel bad, because she isn't in control of my heart and neither am I. And no one is actually in control when you fall for someone. But it is, wow. I feel like she's just perfect in my eyesight, and I know that no one can be perfect, but she's just perfect to me. There is, oh wow, I feel like every time I try describing the perfect person for me, I couldn't really find the words, but it's like she came into my life and I know what I want in a person now. And she has it all. She is exactly what I want in a person. And it's so sad because I can't have her. Oh, wow. I'm feeling that pain. Lol. I want to tell her, but why should I? It's better not if I don't tell her, right? Like, she has a girlfriend, so that's a big no. She has a girlfriend and she also has a type. And I'm definitely not that type. But we're cool as friends though. Lol. But I would want us to have more than just a friendship. I feel like if I could marry her today, I would. But where I live, it's not a legal thing. Oh, and on top of it, she's going away. Lol. She's going away in maybe July. And I'm gonna miss her. I actually cried a few times when I think about it. Like, I feel like that is what's got me in this dark place. Because it's like every time I find someone that's good to me and that is just amazing and just makes me feel amazing, just makes me feel like me when I'm around them. And we call like someone like, oh wow. We have called so many times and stayed up late at night and just have like any weird conversations and laugh. And her laugh, her laugh, it gives me joy. Her laugh just makes me happy that she's laughing. And I would tell her some stupid jokes sometimes, and she would laugh for a few minutes. And I would just sit there and just listen to her laughing. And it's sad. It's sad because I can't have her. She already belongs to someone else. But deep down, I have the hope that what if she might see something in me that she might like, and maybe this friendship could become something more than that. Oh, I'm gonna sound very selfish right now, but I'm just thinking, what if her relationship doesn't work out and then she ends up single, and then we could have a chance. But still, she will be moving away in a different country, far away. So that's still gonna hurt, and that's gonna suck even more. But I'm thankful that she's in my life, and I'm very thankful that she came into my life. She taught me that there is still a good person out there, and that there is still the person for me, even though it's not her, and I could still find someone that will check the list, and that will be for me, and that there will be no red flags, and someone that's gonna make me feel the same way I feel about her again. I just hope I get over this feeling really soon, because the more I think about it, the more sad I become, and the more, well, just not okay. Just not okay. That's it for this. I'll come back soon to tell y'all about being bisexual and my ex relationship. But I just had to get it out, how she makes me feel, because I can't tell her and I'm afraid to tell her. And by talking on this podcast, it makes me feel better, and I can let it out. I can let the feeling out. So whoever is out there listening, I hope you find someone worth it, and I hope you find someone that wants you and that you want, and someone that is actually available for you, and someone that will call you and text you and tell you when they're busy and not ignore you just like she does to me, and someone that makes you feel just as amazing as she makes me feel. But I want you to find that someone that is for you and not someone that's already in a relationship, because then that would suck. That would really suck. So, as I promised that I would give you guys the story about my ex, we met in 2018, and I really did not even like this dude. Like, my best friend kind of set it up, and I was just mad at my best friend for that day. Then we started talking, and after like 2 weeks, we were a couple. Yes, after 2 weeks without dating, without getting to know each other, well, that's the main problem. I think our relationship failed because I didn't get to know him well enough to know that he's a cheater. Cheater. Lol. But like, yes. And I would say that there are so many things I could tell you about him, and there are so many things that we went through. But I'm glad I've been past it, and I'm glad I'm healing. And we broke up in 2019, like after a year and a month of dating. Well, being boyfriend and girlfriend, because we didn't actually do the whole dating thing. We just jumped right in it. And I met his mom, and I met his grandmother, and I met his brother, and I met like half of his family, basically. And this guy had a whole ass other girlfriend that I had no clue about, and I honestly think the family knew about it, because the brother never actually liked me. He would be like mad or like just react really bad towards me anytime I went there, and it just made me like not want to go there anymore. And I would still go there because I'm like, he's my boyfriend and I love him and I want to support him and I want to be there for him, and I would do anything to keep the relationship interesting. And when I mean anything, I mean it by anything, like just sexually and like just like anything. I'm very blunt and I'm not gonna hide it. I'm very direct on this podcast, so you're just gonna hear it all. And I found out like in 2019, in October, we were going to an extra rough patch. And we decided, I told him maybe we should start actually dating so we could get to know each other, since our relationship is kind of shit. And well, when we actually started that part, I thought we were going to be back together. And he was like, are we going to be back together? And I told him, yes, we're just dating so we can actually get back in a relationship. We even went on a beach date, and I had money and actually bought food for him, because I'm not that type of woman that's going to be like, oh, the guy has to pay. Like, I'm not that woman. I would pay for you if I have the cash. The relationship should be 50-50, you know? So we went out that day, and he was talking to me that he wants me back and he's going to fight back for me, and we're going to be back together because I'm like the best thing that ever happened to him. And in the end, I found out that he had a whole other girlfriend. And that sucked. I found out like in December, like the 26th, so a day after Christmas, right? And I was like just eating. I had like, you know, like money. So I started buying a lot of snacks. I baked a whole cake and I almost ate the whole cake alone. And I bought like this thing of ice cream and I almost ate that alone. I basically started letting myself go. There was days I was in my bathroom and I was just on the floor crying, and no one in my house would know, because I don't want my mom to be worried or stressed about me or making me have to see a therapist, because I don't want to go to that. It's healthy for me, yes, but I was not prepared to open up to a stranger about it. And I would take my blade and I would cut my hands. Because I was like, maybe physical pain would hurt less than emotional pain. And I was just going through a really, really, really hard time. I was like prepared. We had days where we would talk about marrying in 2022. And we thought we would have kids together. And he built up this idea in my head that actually I helped build too. So I can't just blame him for it. And I thought, this is the guy I'm gonna marry. And I'm done with finding the perfect guy because, well, he's the guy for me. And as I said before, after like a year of being single, I finally fell for someone else. And wow. Love does not hurt you. Someone that doesn't know how to love you right hurt you. And I've learned that. I've read a quote and I've learned that he did not know how to love. And I was trying to love him so hard that maybe then he would learn to love me right. And I would think I can fix him. Yes, I'm Bob the Builder, bitch, and I can fix him. But that was not my job. to fix him. He had to fix himself. And I'm glad I got out of that, because it was not right. But some days I would think that maybe if he didn't cheat, I would still stay and stick to his bullshit. Because then again, sometimes I would think he's not that bad. Even though he hit me once. Yes, he did. Well, he put me on the wall and he choked me. And I mean, like, a lot of people might like that sexually, but in an abusive relationship, that's not good. And I still stay by him side. And I actually opened up to one person about him doing that to me. And now I'm opening up to you guys about it, because I've healed and I've accepted that I was a good person. I am a good person. I am a good woman. I am a good young lady that deserves to be loved right. My dad taught me that I need to be loved right, and my dad loved me right. And I'm not going to let any bum ass nigga treat me anyway. My dad treated me like a princess. Any other nigga that wants me should treat me like a queen. And I've accepted that. If you cannot treat me right, there is no point of us being a thing. And from that day on, I never rush into anything with anyone. We're gonna date for like at least a few months, like 6 months to at least a year, before I just rush into something. And that's it. And I'll be back with another episode about my bisexuality. About my bisexuality. Sorry. Kind of lowered my voice there. Hi guys, and I'm back with another episode about me being bisexuality. About me being bisexual. Well, when I was a little girl, I had no clue that I could like both genders until I had this neighbor, right? And she was a girl, and she would come around to my house, and basically she would show me the lesbian stuffs. And I figured, hey, I'm just a kid, I have no clue what's going on. After I grew up and I realized that, hey, I was checking out woman's ass, and not in like a just complimentary, but in like a sexual way, and their boobs and all those other sexual things, I'm like, what is this? Like, I have no clue what is this. But then after I figured out that it's a thing, but also having a Jamaican religious mom is not really the best option to be bisexual. So I just kept ignoring it. I just basically like, no, I'm not bisexual. I like guys, even though I've not tried dick yet. Lol. Then after, I was like, okay, I think I'm bisexual, but like, how do I know for sure I'm bisexual? Until I actually like start kissing girls and like doing the lesbian kind of stuff. And I figured that, okay, so how am I gonna come out to my family? Because, again, a Jamaican religious mom. I'm not going to stereotype it, because there's Jamaican mom out there that actually will accept that because they love their kids. But my mom is so religious. Like, I just feel like if I tell her I'm bisexual, she would never have my best friend over here again. Because, again, my best friend is a girl, so she would, like, put the pieces together, you know? And then she will probably be thinking, like, oh, okay, so she would just think a lot of things. I know she would think a lot of things, so I'm not risking that. I mean, like, I'm still living under a roof and I still need a place to live. Lol. So I'm not ready to open up about that to her. I want to so bad. I want to tell like, hey, mom, I'm gay. Yes, I said I'm gay because I feel like I'm not fully bisexual. I feel like I'm more like into women than I am into men. I'm more attracted to women than I am attracted to men. I mean, I like guys too, but I'm more attracted to women than I am to men. And I just hope that someday I can open up to her about it. And she would accept me for who I am and not judge me. I mean, like, look at the bright side, mom. I don't have to use birth control. I don't have to use birth control if I'm with a woman, you know? I can't get pregnant, sister. So I won't be making you a grandma anytime soon, you know? Unless I'm married with a woman and we decide to adopt, or like the way that science is going these days, there's so many advanced ways to get pregnant. In fact, I heard that women and women can actually get pregnant without a man's sperm. And that will be amazing. Because then we will not be needing y'all niggas. Because y'all ain't shit, period. There's good guys out there. And shout out to you if you're a good guy out there. But most niggas ain't shit. And this was a short one, I think. But if you're out there and you're gay, bisexual, pansexual, asexual, transgender, whatever you are, I just hope your family accepts you for who you are, and I hope you have a loving and caring family that loves you for you, for no matter what you are, or no matter what you have done, or whatever you have changed on your body. I just hope they accept you for who you are, and I hope they use your pronouns correctly too, you know, they, I, she, he. I hope they use it correctly. And if you're up there and you're struggling with this too, without a parent or a parent to support you, I got you and I love you and keep doing you, because you're the best and you're gonna make a change in this world. And when you have kids, you're gonna be one of the greatest parents to them. Well, if you have kids, if you decide to have kids, because not everybody wants kids. But I support my community, my LGBTQIA+ community, because I'm part of that community. And I would like for my mom to accept that and accept my community someday. I just hope she does someday when I'm actually ready to tell her about it. And again, I love all of you from the community, and if you don't have support, you got it from me.